This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning Daf Samach Vav Amad Aleph, and then Be'ezus Hashem Samach Vav Amad Beis. It's Samach Vav Amad Beis is more Agadot actually. Here we go. Poischin B'yom Tovim V'Shabbosais. We could find a Pesach in a Neder on Yom Tovim and Shabbos. Namely, Barishayna Hayu Oimrim. At first, the Chachamim said, Oysan Hayamim Mutarim, those days are Mutar Shakal Yamim Asurin, and the rest of the days are Asra. Shabbat Rabbi Kiva Velimeid, until Rabbi Kiva came and he taught, Shehaneder Shehutar Beklaloi Hutar Kulai, that a neder that is, that something from the general rule became Mutar, the whole thing is Mutar. In other words, the Mishnah begins, we are Pesach by Yom Tovim and Shabbos. If somebody made a neder, let's say asring themselves for a year or for amount of time, and during those days it comes out Yom Tov for Shabbos, and we say to him, well, if you would have realized that Yom Tov for Shabbos comes out in those days, would you have made the neder? If he says no, then not only is Yom Tov and Shabbos is for sure mutter. Now, at first, they only matter Yom Tov and Shabbos, and then Rabbi Akiva came and he taught Haneder Shehuter Meklaloi Hutter Kulei. Says Aran, Poischim Yom Tovim Shoimrim Loi Ilu Hayisa Yedea Shasur Letzdar B'Shabbos. They say to him, if you would have known that it's Asur to be in distress on Shabbos, Hayisa Noider, would you have made a neder? Yomar Lav Matir Noise. If he says no, we matter him. Shekol neder shehuter meklalei hutar kula yafinan la biyushalmi midichsev. It says in the Yushalmi from the pasuk kechol hayoytzmi pivyase demashma davka b'shekulai kayam. It's mashma only if it's completely fulfilled, if it completely stands. Ketzad, the Mishnah continues. How is this? Amar koinim she'enen ani lekochem. If somebody said, I'm not getting hanah from any of you, and one of them turned out to be his father or his brother, Hutter Echadim, if one of them is Mutter, Hutter Kulam, they're all Mutter. Because Neder Shabbat L'Miksasai Bat Loi Kulai, or in this case, Hutter Miksasai. She'eni Nena Lezeh Ulezeh. But if he said, I'm not going to get hanah for this and for this, Hutter Harishain, if the first one is mutter, hutter kulam, they're all mutter, because he said A and B. B is contingent on A, so if A is mutter, then B is mutter. Hutter achrein, if he says I'm not going to get hanah from Reuven and Shimon, so if there's if Reuven is his father or brother and Reuven is mutter, then everyone is mutter. All the dominoes fall down. They all stand on the first one. Hotar ha'achroin, but if Shimon is mutter, ha'achroin mutter v'kulan asur, and the last one is mutter and the rest are asur. Hotar ha'emtsai, heimenu, hotar ha'emtsai, if the middle one is mutter, then heimenu l'mata mutter, from him and below is mutter, meaning everyone after him is mutter, ulamala asur, everyone above, before him is asur. She'eni nene laze carbon ulaze carbon, but if he specifically uses a terminology where he's asering each one separately, I'm not getting hana. This one should be a carbon and this one should be a carbon. Tzrichin pesach l'chol echad v'echad, you need a pesach for each and every one. Let's see the Ran. Ketzad amar kodem sheni nene l'kochem hoter echem hem hoter kulan lamar b'mishna ulamar b'mamed k'disa b'perek dalet nedarim. According to one man, amar b'mishane, if you say, if I would have known, I would have formulated my neder differently, then we say hoter miktsasai hoter kulai. And according to one man, amar, no, it's even if you would have kept, it's only if you would have kept the same lashon. She'eni nana lazel lazel uki lahasam. we establish it, kagon shetalon zavaza. It's talking about where you hinged one on the other. Mishamachi yotar rishoin. That's why if the first one becomes mutter, hutra kul, and they all become mutter. Shekulon hayotluyin barishon. They're all dependent on the first one. Hutter ha'achrayin. Ha'achrayin mutter. V'kulon asurin. Shaharishoinim enam tuluyin bay. The first ones are not hinged on the middle one. She'ini she'ani nena lezeh karban lezeh karban. Tzrichon pesach l'chol echad ve'echad. Then you need a Pesach for each and every one. The Cholchad Bechad have a Neder Ba'apei Nafshe. Each one is a Neder on its own. The Mishnah continues, Kainam Yayin Sha'ani Tayin. I ask her wine, then I'm tasting. Shehayayin Ra L'mayayim. Because wine is bad for the intestines. So let's say you say, I ask her wine, that I'm tasting, because wine is bad for the intestines. So we tell the guy, really? But old wine is good for the intestines. So we say, the old wine is mutter, not only old wine, hutter, all wine is mutter. Once there's an exception for the old wine, all the wine is mutter. Kind of batzel shanita mayaser onions that I'm gonna taste. Why? He says shabatzel ralalev. Onions are bad for the heart. Amrulai, they said to him halaya kufri yafalev. The kufri onions are good for the heart. You don't know what you're talking about. Kufri onions are good for the heart. So what do we say? Hutter be kufri. The kufri onions are mutter, and not only are the kufri mutter. All onions are mutter. There was a story. Rav Meir permitted all onions. Says the Gemara. Hutter ha'achrayin ha'achrayin mutter. If you matter the last one is mutter. V'kulan asurin. And they are all asur. So this is going on. The case of carbon. We say that in the case of carbon, Sha'ani nene lezeh carbon, you need a Pesach for each and every one. First it said, Hutar achrein achrein mutar v'kulan asurin. Then it says, Lezek carbon or lezek carbon. So we say that for each one it's considered a separate nether. Let's analyze that case. That case is Sha'ani nene lezek carbon u lezek carbon, which implies. Since he said carbon for each one is a separate neder. And let's say he wouldn't have said carbon for each one. It sounds like it wouldn't be a separate neder. Man Tana, which Tana holds that you need to say carbon for each one for it to be a separate neder for each one? Amar Rava, Rava said Rav Shimon, it's Rav Shimon. The Amar, because Rav Shimon says, Ad sheyoymar shvua l'chol echa ve'echad. Rava said, it's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says you need to say Shvua for each and every one. Where is Reb Shimon found? Let's see the Ran. Mantana. Mantana. Demidik tani lezek carbon. the fact that it says for this one a carbon and for this one a carbon, tzrich and pesach al chol echad v'echad, need a pesach for each and every one. Alma, we see the l'oilam lo have a prata. We see that it's not considered a specific nether for each one. Ella, ki midgar carbon akol chad v'chad, only if you mention carbon by each and every one. Halav hachi, otherwise, loishna, it won't matter. It's not going to be considered a separate nether. Amar loishna amar leze uleze bevav, oy leze leze beloivav, klala havu umantana. This, it's masha, it's only considered a separate nether for each one because you said carbon for each one. But if you said leze uleze or leze leze, it's not separate. Which Tana holds you would have to say a carbon for each one for it to be separate nadarim? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Rab Shimon he, says the Randa, Amar Beperek Shvuas Hat Pikadoin, Gabe Hoyu, Hey Toivim. If let's say five people claimed money from you, Oysai, Toivim Oysai, Amar Loy Lecha, Loy Lecha, and you say, I don't know Reuven, I don't know Shimon, I don't know Levi, I don't own Yehuda, I don't owe Yisachar, so it's not considered having sworn five times, unless Reb Shimon holds you actually say Shavua to each one. Otherwise, bein bevav, bein belayvav, klalahava. So just like Reb Shimon holds, you need to say Shavua to each person for it to be considered a violation of a Shavua for all five, and the fact that you say, I swear to all five of you, that's not considered a shvuah to each one. That's parallel to what Reb Shimon, that's parallel to this Tana in our Mishnah, that it's only considered a separate neder for each one if you say, lezeh karban u lezeh karban. Says the Mishnah, poischin, no, koinum yayin shani toim. I ask her wine that I'm tasting, v'chulu. So we say that if you would have known that old wine is good, says the Gemara, why did it have to be that we tell him old wine is good? Why can't it just be that old wine is not bad? He said, I ask her wine because it's bad. So we should say, no, old wine is not bad. Why is it necessary to say that it's good? The typically, the ain ra, just say it's not bad. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, v'oid yafa katani. It means not only is it not bad, it's even good, but that's not necessary. Koinam batzel shani time, I ask her onions that I'm tasting. Why? Shehabatzel is bad for the heart. So we say, v'tepikle de'ein ra. We say, what about batzel kufri? That's good. Why is it necessary to say it's good? Just say it's not bad. Amar Rabbi Abba, v'oid yafa katani. What it means is, it's good. It's also good. Not only is it not bad, it's also good, but that's not needed. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Poischin la'adam b'chvayit atzmai. We open for a person for his own honor, b'chvayit banav, and for the honor of his children. That would be a valid Pesach. Namely what? Oimrim la, we say to him, ilu ha'yisa yedeya, if you would have known, shalamachar oimrim alecha, that tomorrow, the guy, let's say, said, I asked her getting hanaf from my wife. So now we're making him divorce his wife. So we could open up a Pesach for his own honor. We say to him, oimrim la, we say, ilu ha'yisa yedeya, if you would have known, shalamachar oimrim alecha, that tomorrow they're going to say about you, kach hi vestoy shal pleini megarshas nashav, this is the practice of pleini, who divorces his wives, v'al b'nois secha yu oimrin, and they're going to say about your daughters, b'nois grushoy sein, they're the daughters of a divorced woman, ma ra'asa iman shal elu esgarish, what did the husband see fit to divorce their mother? V'amar, if he says, ilo ha'isi yadeh shekein lo ha'isi nadeh, if I would have known that I would get this kind of reputation, I never would have made the nether, hareza mutter, it's mutter. Koinam she'eni noisei es plainus kura. I'm not gonna, let's say a guy says, I aser, I make a koinam, I'm not gonna marry this woman. Kura, she's so ugly. Vaharina, and it turns out she's beautiful. Shchoira, she's so dark. Vahari levana, she's white. Katsar, she's so short. Vahari arucha, she's long. Mutterba, he's allowed to marry her. And he doesn't even need a heter. Now, the reason is not because she changed. It's not that she was ugly and she became beautiful. It's not that she was dark and she became white. It's not that she was short and she became long. It's that the nether was an error. That the nether was an error to begin with. She wasn't as advertised. He thought she was ugly. She wasn't. She didn't become beautiful. She was beautiful. But that's mashma. If she became beautiful, she got a nose job, then it would be a good neder. That would be, let's say, noilad. That's a changed situation. Then the ma'isa be'echad shenadim ribasa choyse hanaya. There's a story that a guy asered the daughter of his sister, who normally it's considered a mitzvah to marry. He asked her to get hana from her. V'chnisu l'beis Rabbi Shmuel. And they brought her into the house of Rabbi Shmuel. V'yifuha. They made her beautiful. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, B'ni mizona darta, did you give a kick? Take a look. This is the woman that you asked her? Amalei. He said, no. Lav, v'hitira. Rabbi Shmuel mattered her. V'hitira Rabbi Shmuel, but it's a shah. V'hitira. V'hitira Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel mattered her. At that moment, Rabbi Shmuel cried. V'amar, he said, V'nois Yisrael noy, saying, Jewish women are beautiful. Aye, they don't always look beautiful. Ela sheho anius menavalosan. Their poverty makes them disgusting. But if we give them the right makeup and we make them, we oiskepitz them, they could also be beautiful. The Jewish women lifted up lamentation. They said, they said, daughters of Klal Yisrael, cry over Rabbi Shmuel, b'cheinu oimer b'shal. It also says similarly by Shal, b'nois Yisrael el Shal b'chena. Daughters of Klal Yisrael, cry over Shaul. Now, the story that we bring is about a woman who became beautiful. But the Mishnah said earlier that if she becomes beautiful, that's not a valid heter. My solicitor, you're bringing a story that contradicts the din? No, chesuri mechsra v'hachikatani. Something's missing. This is what it means to say. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel argues on the Tanakama. Afilu ke'ura v'nasas no, even if she was ugly and she became beautiful, shchoira v'nasas levana, ketsar v'nasas arucha, whether she was black, she became white, she was short, she became long, and maisa, even then, the nether is off. Maisa be'echad shenadar. There's a story about someone who made a neder from the daughter of his sister. Rabbi Shmuel, they brought her into Rabbi Shmuel's house. V'yipua, they made her beautiful. V'chulu. Okay, let's see the Ran. Says the Mishnah. Koinam yayin shani toyim, shayayin ra l'mayayim, huter b'miyushan. Since the old wine is mutter, beloy pesach kla, without any opening, v'chinami, Hutter be kufri v'loy pesach. Likewise, the onion of kufri, which is healthy, is mutter without a pesach. Kivan delay neskavin me oilam l'meyushan ol kufri, because he never intended to aser an old wine or the kufri onion. Chvar kasavti zeh beperek dal nedarim b'siyad hashmai. I already spoke about this earlier. I v'tepik le de'ein ra. Why is it necessary that the old wine is good or the kufri is good, as long as it's not bad. Tzarach loymar, in other words, lomali lameymar shama yushan yofel lameyayin. Why does it have to say old wine is good for the intestines? Afil loye yofel, even if it's not good. Kivin dolay havara, as long as it's not bad. Hutter b'meyushan, your mutter in the old wine. Sharei hutala nidrei shahayayin ra lameyayin. The whole nether is because wine is bad. So just say it's not bad. V'oid yafe katani. What it means to say is, it's also good. Chada, number one, the ain ra. Number one, the point is, it's not bad. Uvahachi shari, and therefore it's mutter. V'ain tzarch loymar k'shu yafe, and it goes without saying that it's good. Poischin la'adam b'chvayt atzmai. Hamadar, sister, one who makes a nether, he's not going to get hana from his wife, ad sheyigar shen, until he has to divorce her. Poischin loy b'chvayt atzmai. We can make a Pesach for his own honor. And for the honor of his children, we're not worried. Maybe we should be worried that he's going to lie. He's going to say, nah, I never would have made the nether. And really, he would have. We're not afraid he's going to lie. It's not because she became beautiful. If she became beautiful, the Tanakhama holds, it wouldn't be mutter. If she became beautiful, then that is not. That's not like hinging his nether on something where he blatantly says it's only because of this. Because she was ugly. We wouldn't even open up a Pesach if she became beautiful, because that's noilad. Elosha nether tos. Veinitzar heter chacham. You don't need the heter of a chacham. Maisa listar, heich mevi maisa listar dvar. Why we bring a story to contradict his words? They may kara katani. The Ku'ura Vinas is not Asar. First we say in the Mishnah, if she was ugly and she became beautiful, she's Asar. Ubasar Hachikatani, and then it says, Maisa Shetir Rabbi Shmuel. Chasuri Mechsar of Hachikatani, that Rabbi Shmuel holds. Afilu Ku'ura Vinas is not, even if she became beautiful, she's Mutter. The Sfirulei, the Poischim Benoilad. This Tana holds, we are Poisech Benoilad. The Avinami Uvdan, Rabbi Shmuel, even Paskin based on that. Vafil Hachi, nevertheless, like Kaimelon Kavasei, we don't Paskin. Poischin Benoilad, Elikra Abonon, that we only matter it if it turns out she was never ugly to begin with. Deloy Shari Elabinim Sana. Okay, that's Samach Vav Amid Aleph. We're going to try to see after the Shema to do Samach Vav Amid Beis now, which is Agarata.
Warning stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.